Welcome to Day 18. My segment deals on with Psalms 46:10. It says this. He says, "Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations and will be exalted in the earth." You know, being a past professional athlete, you know, I deal with a lot of times when people like trying to transition out of their sport. You know, I was a third pick of the draft in 1998 and played basically 7 years in and out because I was injured all the time. And transitioning out of that was very, very tough from a standpoint of wanting to hit your goals. But I, you know, everybody's background is totally different. And I transitioned, even though it was hard, I was able to transition because of my upbringing. My upbringing, I had an amazing dad. And dealing with that, not everybody has the same upbringing. Everybody has different challenges in life and things that can help them and help process through tough times in their life. You know, my dad, I had an older dad. You know, when I was 10 years old, he's 60 years old. And so he's lived life. Everybody has that grandpa or uncle that seems like they're all set in their pace and laid back. And I was lucky and fortunate to have an older dad. People may say, oh, that may stink to have an older dad. But no, I'm going to tell you a reason why that was so impressionable on me and my life growing up. I remember I was probably about 11 years old. My dad at this time has worked, lived life. He's actually built a couple businesses and actually had several auto parts business in the Virgin Islands. And, you know, I would go with him, you know, and walk and learn business from him as a young age. And I remember we were going to make all the deposits that day. And so he had to go to the stores, collect the deposits, and then he'll make, once he gets the deposits, he'll drop it off at the bank. So my dad was kind of guy that didn't want to show people that if he had money, didn't have money, he didn't want to be an easy target. So he would put all the money into like a brown paper bag. Most businessmen will always have a briefcase, but he would have a brown paper bag. And so this is probably the fourth stop. He's probably collected close to about $50,000 in cash from his auto parts stores. And so after that, you know, we would collect the deposits, and on the way, we would drop it off at the late night deposit bank, a bag into the bank. And on the way there, he had some trash in the back of his pickup truck. And lo and behold, the trash was in a brown paper bag. He made a mistake and put the wrong trash into the trash bin. So he actually put 50 grand into the trash bag. When we got to the bank to make the deposit, he realized what he did. By the time we realized what we did, we went back. And by then, the big dumpster was already taken out of the dump. So I wanted to jump in there. I was 11 years old and I said, "Dad, what are we gonna do?" And I just saw a sense of peace and calmness with him in that incident. And when I saw that, I understood, like, why is he not upset? I didn't understand, why is he not upset? And I said, "Man, something's going on." So I asked him, said, "Dad, do you want me to jump into the dumpster? I know it's not there, but I'll even look." He goes, "No." He goes, "Andre, you'll realize in life that things will come and go and things are not as bad as they may seem." And I realized by the time I was probably about 15, 16 years old, I realized what that meant, because I didn't understand at the time, is that once you live life and realize that the things that you go through are not always as bad as you seem. And as an older person, as he was older, he's already, you know, went through so many things in his life. And that brought patience to me. You know, one of the things that I look at, one of my verses that I love in my life is Matthew 6:33. See, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Expectations, if they're not with kingdom-minded perspective, is prepaid disappointment. And that's one thing I realize, is that if you have an expectation and it doesn't have a kingdom mindset to it, you might as well just say it's going to be a prepaid disappointment. Because as it says in Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things were added unto you." And so when I look at that and look at my career and look at transitioning out of something that you love, like I said, I have, you know, met with countless people, and still to this day, it's such a hard transition when you pour all into being a professional athlete and transitioning out of that. And going into that, it's like, it's so hard to see life after that. But if you always had your foundation about kingdom mindset, you know God's going to take care of you. Like right then and then, my dad knew that everything was going to be all right. Didn't matter that he lost $50,000. There was no insurance on that. It was nothing on that because he knew God was going to take care of him. And so in my life in transition is understanding that if I have an expectation, it has to have a kingdom mindset. And as I transitioned all through that of life of going into sports, into ministry, into business, everything that I do, that I know if I have God first, I'll be able to transition. And so I know that's going to be hard for a lot of people, especially that didn't have the background or the way I grew up with a dad that was able to give me a little bit more wisdom because he's not in the hustle and bustle of life and realizing that, man, things are going to be all right. Thank you for listening to me on day 18 of my life journey and my little segment. I hope you can get a lot out of it. I understand that your foundation is in Christ and that be always kingdom-minded and have him first. Thank you.